Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And my only purpose for sharing this, it's not for any other reason except to just give you a physical proof that what I'm saying is true. I had been ministering, you know, I see Jerry and Judy Wyatt, and there's so many people here that I've known in the Phoenix area since 1980. I've been coming here nearly 30 years, and they've seen me. And man, I have ministered with everything I've got and been coming here. And yet, since 2002, it's like a bomb went off. The ministry has exploded. The number of people's lives that are being changed is just different. Every area of our ministry has changed. I think that this year we've set a record in nearly everything except, I think, the number of letters. And part of that's because people are moving away from snail mail. We're getting emails and electronic transfers and things like that. And it seems like there was one other thing, but it was... What was it? New partners. Yeah, well, we haven't set a record in that one yet. But with everything else, we have been just setting total records in every area. And I tell you what, it's amazing. And it started with me just realizing that, God, I've been limiting what you can do in my life because I'm shooting low. I was doing what God told me to do, but I wasn't doing it with the fervor and with the expectancy that God wanted me to have. And you know what? I made that decision and my life has transformed. And I just want to encourage you tonight. I believe that God has brought you here. You may have come here thinking, boy, I need a healing or something else, and praise God, we are going to be praying and seeing people healed. But you know what? You need to also receive this. I believe that God put this on my heart for you. I believe that there are people here that are just like I was talking about. You're shooting at nothing and hitting it every time. And some of you are saying, oh, I wish things would be different. But you feel no ability, no responsibility to do anything about it. And so you're just praying and asking God for change, but you're keeping doing the same thing that you've been doing for decades. And you're frustrated and wondering, why doesn't anything change? I'm telling you, the change starts on the inside of you. It starts with you making a commitment and a decision. That, God, I'm accepting responsibility. I believe you got a plan for my life. It's not me making you do something, but I have to stir myself up and start moving before you can fulfill your will in my life. And I believe that God has brought you here this weekend to get stirred up and to challenge you. And let me just admit that, you know what, this may be uncomfortable. There are people that really get bummed out when I teach like this. Because you know what, it's just, there's some people thinking, well, my life, you're saying it's not counting for anything? I'm saying it's not counting for what God intended it to be. And you are going to have to come to grips with it. There's some of you that are going to have to come to grips with it. You know what? You're wasting time. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is like the only shot we get. I have people ask me all the time, do you think it's the last generation? Do you think Jesus is coming back in your lifetime? Well, I can tell you this, it's my last generation. Amen. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me whether he comes, you know, before the year or whatever. What I'm going to do, I'm going to have to do now. And every day that I'm not doing what God called me to do, it's a wasted day. I need to be about my Father's business. I need to be doing it. And every one of us do. And it is going to unsettle some of you to realize that maybe you've lived for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 70 or 80 years, and you've never found out what God's purpose is. But remember that Moses was 80 before he really found God's plan, before he began to fulfill it. And man, Moses made a tremendous impact. You're never too late. If you're breathing, it's not too late. Amen. You know, my mother turned 96 years old today. Today's her birthday. And she's had a lot of health problems in the last year or so. They put her in hospice back in August, said she couldn't live through the night. And she's now back home, and she's getting stronger and better every day, and she's up walking around, and she told me today that she might bury me. And she's getting stronger. But my point is, some people think, well, what do you have to offer when you're 96? Did you know that there's two women that are taking care of her and are coming into her home, and they say that they've never seen anything like that, and that she has been such a blessing to them. My mother's 96, and I could give you a long story about all this, but she was orphaned, never knew who her parents were. She's had terrible things happen, had her best friend drowned right next to her. She was in a boat with seven people. She was the only person that didn't know how to swim, and she's the only one that lived. Two lifeguards drowned. She's been through tragedy. Her husband died when she was 46. She had two boys left at home and raised us. My brother gave her a run for her money. She lost all of the money that my dad left her. She's had things that a lot of people could have griped and complained about. And we were talking to my mother a few weeks ago, and she says, well, I just have had such a blessed life. I've never had anything bad happen to me in my life. She says, I don't know why God's so good to me. I don't know why everything in my life is so perfect. She's had more problems than most people sitting in this room, and yet she can't think of anything bad that's ever happened. And you know what? Those two ladies that take care of her say, she's changing our lives. She's just amazing. She's got a realm of influence. She's impacting people. She's giving a godly example. I don't care if you're 96, if you're breathing. There's somebody who's watching you, and you've got an ability to make a difference. But it's not going to happen with you sitting down watching as the stomach turns on the television all of the time and just twiddling your thumbs and saying, God, if you want me, come get me. You're going to have to seek and you shall find. You're going to have to recognize God gave you responsibility over your life, and He considers that a sacred trust. He is not going to force His way on you. You have to seek to find. And I'm just here to give you the good news that God wants to show you His will, and He wants to do something in your life more than you want Him to do it. I can promise you that. Some of you may have been frustrated and felt like, well, I've sought the Lord and things just didn't work out. Well, we have an enemy that comes against us. We live in a fallen world. This is going to be swimming upstream. It's going to take more effort than just floating downstream. But I can promise you God is for you, and if you will cooperate, God will reach you. You know, I was 12 years old when my dad died, and I remember being at his funeral, sitting on the front row, looking at an open casket, and his favorite song was How Great Thou Art. And they were up singing How Great Thou Art. And I remember as 12 years old, sitting on the front row, thinking, God, this doesn't seem like You're great. My dad's dead. And I prayed for him for 6 months. That he would live. And it looked like my prayers didn't work. And it looked like there wasn't any answer. And I remember thinking, God, if You're great, then reveal Yourself to me. Show me what You want me to do. 12 years old. And I didn't even know what I was saying. And yet I consider that to be where God started working in my life. It was 6 years later before I had that encounter with the Lord. But you know what? Here was a 12-year-old boy just saying, God, if You're really great, reveal Yourself to me. And I really believe that God answered that prayer. That's all that it takes. But you have to be sincere. And I really meant it. I really wanted to know what God's purpose for my life was. And God revealed it to me when I was old enough to understand it, when I was old enough to receive it. I'm telling you, God's eyes are here tonight looking and saying, is there anybody who's wanting more, who's looking for something more in their life, who instead of being a part of the problem wants to be a part of the answer? You know, if you would just cry out from your heart, God would meet you. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of Dwight L. Moody. But he was a tremendous evangelist. He had a third grade education, and yet he preached before every king and queen of his day, traveled the world, preached to hundreds of thousands of people before they had a microphone, was a mighty man of God. And you know what turned his life around? He was already born again, but he went to a little revival meeting. A man had been there for a week preaching to about 50 people, hadn't been a single person converted. And Dwight L. Moody walked in as a young man and sat down in the back of the auditorium, and the guy said, "The world has yet to see what God could do with one man who is totally yielded to Him." And Dwight L. Moody stood up and said, "By the grace of God, I'll be that man." And you know what? He didn't do it perfectly. He wasn't perfect, but he shook three or four continents for the Lord, saw hundreds of thousands of people born again, and is still making an impact today through the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, and there's one in Scotland, and he's still having an impact in the world because somebody says, "By the grace of God, I'm going to give myself totally to the Lord." God's no respecter of persons. He'd do that here tonight. He will do the same thing here tonight. But you just got to make yourself available. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the things that you've done in my life. And I pray that the Holy Spirit here would use this to touch people's lives here tonight, to stir them up, that we would not settle for mediocrity. That, Father, we wouldn't be just like everybody else. Father, I pray that there is a desire in people's hearts here tonight, that you have stirred them up, and that we will begin to start pursuing the things of God and not stop until we find. That we won't be deterred, we won't get sidetracked and occupied with all the affairs of this world. That, Father, that we'd be busy about your business.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-147 titled "It's Up to You" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you that we have a brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. Amen. I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.